Ramirez, your host of Stand Out and Grow. I want to help your business stand out, survive, succeed, and grow. Building your business is really, really hard. And knowing what marketing and advertising tools you need to help you become successful is extremely confusing. After 30 years of working with thousands of businesses, I am here to help you make good business decisions. I want to help you understand the programs that are available to you so that you can stand out, survive, succeed, and grow. So let's get started.
Hey there, this is Kat, and this is your Marketing Minute. Today, I want to talk to you about how do you grow your following if you have no followers, right? How do you grow the following? And how do you convince people to follow you or connect with you? Whatever the phrase you want to use. I get a lot of people who reach out to me and say, Kat, how did you get 140,000 followers? And so I'm not going to say it's easy because it's not. And I'm also not going to say it happened overnight because it didn't happen overnight. So anybody who believes or thinks that you can just get this instant gratification and a bunch of followers just by wishing for it or hoping that it happens, no, that's not going to happen. So some things you need to be aware of and think about and be strategic about is, first, have a plan. And it's not just about getting, you know, any follower, right? Or random follower. It has to be credible followers, because what's the point of getting connections or followers if it's not relevant to your business? Then it's just, you know, a bunch of people, right? Then, and what is that going to do? It's definitely not going to convert. So think about your audience and who you're trying to target and who do you want to follow you or to connect to you, okay? And so having a plan is definitely first and foremost, and setting goals. So set some sort of goal in place that you want to have. And maybe the goal is for the first 30 days that you get, I don't know, 20 followers, 20 connections, and then you grow from there. And then next month is maybe double that. And you know, you keep setting those goals and parameters in place so that you hit these milestones. So basically, you're holding yourself accountable to do the work. Oh my God, I can't say this loud enough. You have to do the work. And so just know that posting consistently on your social media platform is one way to get somebody's attention and get more followers. You can't get more followers just by existing and having just a profile. That's not gonna happen. I don't care if it's a business page or a personal page. It's not going to just automatically blossom and grow if you don't water it, right? And nurture it and give it some love. And giving it some love in social media means you have to put out content. Yes, you have to put out content. And you can experiment with the different variations of content. And so, you know, I talk to a lot of different thought leaders and influencers and what have you, and everybody had a strategy to build their followers, right? Some people said that, hey, you know, like me, for instance, one year I did lives every day, Monday through Friday, for a year and a half. I did lives for a year and a half. That was a lot of work, and you can burn yourself out. I met another person who did video content once a day, every day, and they did that for a year to grow their followers. So there's different tactics and strategy, but at the end of the day, I think what should resonate is the consistency of being just be consistent or whatever it is that you're going to put out there all the time. You're going to have to be consistent, and you have to be focused on being consistent. So know that there's a process, right? There's a process that you have to create some awareness. You have to gain people's trust in order for them to like you. And then they're going to connect to you or follow you or whatever the case may be, because they're just enamored by you, right? Or they're just like so enthralled by all the information that you're feeding them, or entertained by all the wonderful content that you're putting out in front of them. So keep that in mind, okay? So there is a process. You got to be focused, and it has to be consistent. You have to be consistent in what you do in order to grow your followers. I think the thing that people kind of get confused about is they see people that have all these followers and they think they got them overnight. And I promise you that nobody got followers overnight. Nobody. It takes years. Oh my God, it takes years. I was watching an influencer on YouTube. I'm a big YouTube watcher and a podcast listener. But I was watching one of them on YouTube, and he was talking about when he first started, because he was reflecting. He had like 400 episodes or something, and he was reflecting, and he was talking about when he first started. And he said, hey, when I first started, I had nobody. And then he said, after 1 year, I just got to know what my voice is. I got to get comfortable with my voice, which I can resonate with, because the more that you do it, the more that you become comfortable, and the more that you're consistent, and the more that it just flows. So keep that in mind, because I can't emphasize enough that there is a process, and that consistency is part of that process, and it's a huge part. Now, the other thing you have to just I'm going to throw into this is you also cannot let yourself talk yourself out of it thinking there's too much of you out there. I mean, I think that's the one thing that probably prevents people from growing followers or getting to a point where they just get stalled or it's stagnant or whatever, is because they're like, I'm just tired of doing this over and over and over and over and over and over. And that is the one thing that when I was looking at patterns of people with success, they got over that. They got over that and they kept going. The people that can't get over that and keep going are the ones that eventually cannot acquire those followers and can't keep that momentum going. So keep that in mind, because I know you're thinking about that. I know that maybe you're that one who said, I don't know that I can keep doing this over and over and over and over, you know, me talking about this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you can do it. You just have to overcome that mentally, because it is a mental thing. And that's one thing that I probably notice in a lot of influencers or thought leaders, is that's the one consistent thing, is the not getting tired of them speaking and putting out content over and over and over. So keep that in mind. That's really, really important. And then also, I'm just referring to my notes because I wrote some notes and I want to make sure I touch on these for you before I end this, because this is so important. Again, I'm talking about how you grow followers from zero to whatever number it is that you want. You have to be consistent, and you have to put yourself out there, but you also have to set goals and hold yourself accountable, and you have to be okay with you always coming up with the content and doing it over and over and over, and don't let that stammer you or stop you. I always think about winners set goals, right? Successful people set up the activity in order to facilitate those goals. Okay. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about your goals and what you're trying to achieve, and think about, are you going to be a winner and are you going to be successful? And if you're going to be successful, then you have to have the activity to get you to those goals. Hey, I'm Kat Ramirez, CEO and founder of Advertise and hashtag Social Buzz. Follow me and learn more ways on how you can stand out and grow. You got this. Yeah, you do.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Stand Out and Grow. Check out all the notes and links at www.standoutandgrow.com. I am so thankful to you for helping this show continue to grow. I want to keep producing content that you want to hear, so please leave me some feedback. I look forward to bringing you more resources and information to help your business stand out and grow. Please follow us on social media and make sure you follow this podcast so you can learn more about helping your business stand out, survive, succeed, and grow. Until next time, you got this. Mm-hmm. Sabatize helps businesses stand out and grow with affordable advertising options. We will help you make good business decisions so you can save money and not just throw it against the wall to see if it sticks. Get your free strategic advertising analysis today so you can see the opportunities to stand out and grow your business. Visit www.standoutandgrow.com offers page to learn more.